Module 3, Do's and Don'ts. Now that we've established that anger is a natural, unavoidable, and indistinctual reaction, let's look at how we can respond to anger appropriately. In this module, we will discuss the do's and don'ts in responding to anger. Unhelpful ways of dealing with anger. The following are unhelpful ways of dealing with anger. Number 1, don't ignore the anger. Some people respond to anger by not admitting, even to themselves, that they are angry. Defense mechanisms often used to ignore anger include laughing an issue off, distracting oneself from the problem, and trivializing the trigger's impact. Number 2, don't keep the anger inside. There are people that do recognize that they're angry. However, they choose to obsess about their anger in silence rather than express it. They can bear grudges for a long time. People like this, also called stuffers, are more likely to develop hypertension compared to others. They are also likely to just explode one day once the anger has built to the point that they can't keep it inside anymore. Number 3, don't get aggressive. The right to vent your anger doesn't extend to doing it in ways that can hurt others, hurt yourself, and damage property. Aggression can be verbal or physical. Number 4, don't get passive aggressive. Passive aggressiveness refers to indirect and underhanded means to get back at the person who made you angry. Examples of passive aggressive behaviors are gossiping, tardiness, and backbiting. Number 5, don't use non-constructive communication styles. Avoid the use of indirect attacks and unproductive statements. These include blaming, labeling, preaching, moralizing, ordering, warning, interrogating, ridiculing, and lecturing. Helpful ways of dealing with anger. The following are helpful ways in dealing with anger. Number 1, do acknowledge that you are angry. It is important that you know how to recognize that you are angry and give yourself permission to feel it. This can be as simple as saying to yourself, "I am angry." Remember, you can control something you don't admit exists. Number 2, do calm yourself before you say anything. In the previous discussions, we saw how there is a biological reason why anger can feel overwhelming. Our body is engaged in a fight-or-flight response. It helps then to defer any reactions until you have reached the return to normal or adaptive phase of the anger cycle. Otherwise, you might end up saying or doing something that you'd later regret. Count 1 to 10. Number 3, do speak up when something is important to you. This is the opposite of keeping it all in. If a matter is important to you, so much so that keeping silent would just result in physical and mental symptoms, then let it out. If it is not possible to speak to the person concerned, at least look for a trusted friend or a mental health professional. Number 4, do explain how you're feeling in a manner that shows ownership and responsibility for your anger. Take ownership and responsibility for your feelings. This makes the anger within your control. You can't control other people. One way to take ownership and responsibility for your anger is through the use of I messages, which would be discussed in a later module. Case study. Unfortunate events happen all the time in most of our lives. This was also the case with Bella. After having to cope with a difficult family situation, she started to develop anger management issues, which made her unable to build a career in a company. She used to get angry out of nothing and deal with her anger by trying to ignore it, keep it inside, and trying to keep her calm, but these ideas only made her feel weaker. Fortunately, Bella managed to get out of the situation thanks to a colleague who taught her a few secrets in order to make sure that she won't lose her job. This way, Bella learned how to acknowledge that she is angry, but also how to calm herself and when to speak up. The tips help make her regain control and respond to anger in the logical and correct way.